This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Many people writing about the presidential campaign this year comment on the mean tone, the anger. An article in the New Atlantic Monthly warns it is likely to get even uglier in the closing weeks between now and Election Day, all four of them. The reason, according to the author of the article, Joshua Green, mean is the style of President Bush's chief strategist, Karl Rove. The article is titled Karl Rove in a Corner. Joshua Green, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be with you.
Karl Rove is so good as a political consultant, you write, that he would be a notable operator even if he did not use what you call extreme measures. But you say he does use these measures. I want you to give us an example, if you would.
Well, sure. What I decided to do in this piece was to take a look back at Karl Rove. And Rove is, by almost all accounts, a brilliant strategist. He works hard. He's good at framing races. He's good at training and coaching candidates. But he's also the type of person who seeks any advantage, any and every advantage. And among those are some fairly unsavory things.
You write about some of those tactics. There's a particular justice on the Alabama Supreme Court, a Democrat that Karl Rove was trying to defeat. Tell us the story of Mark Kennedy.
Well, sure. Before Rove became famous as George Bush's consigliere, he first made his name in a lot of judicial races, first in Texas, where there was an all-Democratic Supreme Court, and then later in Alabama, beginning in 1994, where the business community there decided that trial lawyers were sort of out of control and that they wanted to fight this and get some Republicans put on the court. So one of the untold stories in Rove's career is that beginning in 1994, he was brought into Alabama to run a slate of Republican candidates. And one of the Democratic incumbent justices, Mark Kennedy, he was seeking to defeat that year, was a very well-known Alabama figure. He's the son-in-law of George Wallace and certainly no stranger to hardball politics. And it was a very close race. I mean, Rove's candidate ran a very good campaign. It was coming down to the wire. And what Rove did, according to those who worked on this campaign, was to launch basically a smear campaign against Kennedy, who had done tons of work on behalf of children, had started charities. You know, naturally enough, his campaign ads often featured him holding hands with kids. And what was done to Kennedy was really despicable. A whisper campaign was started by Rove's campaign to smear Kennedy as a pedophile, the belief being that this would drive down Kennedy's votes, and in a close race, that could make the difference in an election.
You know, I read your article in the Atlantic Monthly, and there's actually no one in that article who says, Karl Rove told me to do this. How do you know that that is a Karl Rove tactic?
Well, for one thing, it's something that pops up repeatedly in his campaigns. I mean, there's quite a bit of attention paid to the 2000 Republican primary against John McCain, the push polls and the whisper campaign saying that McCain was mentally unfit, that his wife abused drugs, that he'd fathered a child by a black prostitute, when in fact it's fairly well known that McCain has adopted a Burmese daughter. And this is a pattern that had sort of popped up again and again. You know, I spoke to people who worked both for Rove's candidate, also worked for Justice Kennedy in that race. And this was a fairly well-known thing at the time that these rumors were being spread. I mean, one mechanism for spreading them, according to Rove's former employees, was to use the University of Alabama Law School, where there were a lot of active Republicans who would go and spread this sort of thing to all corners of the state. And the effect that was intended there was to make it seem as if this rumor was coming from all over, make it that much more damaging.
I'll note that you asked Karl Rove to comment on these charges. He declined to comment for your article in The Atlantic.
Correct.
When you say he is formidable at running close races, what is it that he is so good at? What can he see or do better than other people?
Well, I came away thinking that one of Rove's least appreciated skills is his ability to really frame a race and control the dynamic. I think the current presidential race is a terrific case in point. It was thought as recently as 2 months ago by political pundits that this race was basically John Kerry's to lose. And it's turned out that that's not been the case. I mean, Rove and Bush have been able to frame this almost as a referendum, not on the incumbent president, but as a referendum on Kerry, what he did in Vietnam, whether he's a flip-flopper, whether he's fit for command. I think that speaks a great deal to Rove's skill. And if you look back at close races in his past, often he's been able to sort of dictate the terms of debate in all of these races. And, of course, they're always it's always a debate that works to his candidate's favor.
Joshua Green is a senior editor at the Atlantic Monthly magazine. His article is in the issue that's out this week. Josh, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Pleasure.